Listener Production.
Hi, welcome to Gold Coast News. I'm Rod McLeod. Here's what's making news for Wednesday, March 29. The government set to limit rent rises after its housing summit, the water safety message repeated ahead of Easter, and direct barley flights taking off from the Gold Coast tonight. Tenants Queensland say the Palaszczuk government has made some progress when it comes to addressing the current housing crisis. It's as the state government's second housing roundtable wrapped up, with the Premier promising to limit rental increases to once annually. CEO Penny Carr says while she supports that announcement, it doesn't go far enough in addressing the price gouging being experienced by Gold Coast renters.
We're calling on brave leadership. We're calling for the Queensland government to limit not just the frequency to once per year, but the amount of rent increases to the CPI, the Consumer Price Index.
However, Queensland's largest independent property group is considering organising a class action against the Palaszczuk government if it progresses with plans to limit the rent increases. Property Club claims the sharp rise in rents in recent years is due to the failure of government policy, which has limited supply of new private rentals. Branch manager Catherine Doherty says there's a number of other things the government could do instead of making it harder for investors.
Give us back tax depreciation on second-hand properties, because then they can buy more second-hand properties to help people into rental properties.
After a summer where 14 Queenslanders drowned, including three here on the Gold Coast, we're being warned of the danger of distraction around water these Easter holidays. A mixture of alcohol, mobile phones and people simply relaxing could be a recipe for disaster, according to AusSwim. Ambassador and Olympian Brooke Hansen says it's especially vital that kids have undivided supervision.
Getting off your phone, watching your children, never swimming alone, and really making sure that you recognise and respond quickly in the event of potential risk.
The first of new direct Gold Coast to Bali flights take off from Coolangatta tonight. The Virgin Australia maiden flight is currently 80% full. More direct international flights will be coming here, with Gold Coast to Kuala Lumpur flights with AirAsia beginning this weekend. The RSPCA is looking for more volunteer drivers on the Gold Coast. Spokesperson Emma Lagoon says driving shifts need to be filled on Fridays and weekends.
Our rescue volunteers use RSPCA vehicles and equipment to collect injured animals from vet clinics that need treatment at our hospitals. They pouch check for joeys, and they even rescue cute animals like ducklings from drains.
RSPCA officers will give you all the training. You can get onto their website for how to join up. Updating sport now, the Gold Coast Suns haven't had a win on the field yet this AFL season, but they did off-field last night. Key defender Charlie Ballard has overturned a one-match striking suspension, meaning he is free to play against Geelong on Sunday at Heritage Bank Stadium. And for a more in-depth look at the Gold Coast top story, simply search Everything Gold Coast on the Listener app.